Barack Obama is now the presumptive nominee for the Democratic Party, and you have been on our blog, News and Views, sharing your election analysis. For more, we've got our News and Notes web producer, Jeffrey Bennett. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Farai.
So, last night, Barack Obama got enough delegates to become the Democratic nominee, presumptively, mm-hmm. for president. How are people breaking that down on our blog?
Well, on our blog, Dan Jones wrote, "I was glad to be a witness to history being made, even if it was slightly marred by Hillary Clinton's refusal to read the writing on the wall and get out of the race." And Glenda Fraser wrote, "It was America's moment, period." Now, the big Obama story on our blog up to this point was his decision to leave his church, Trinity United Church of Christ in Chicago. And on that, there was no consensus among our readers.
Now, we also started a new online series featuring submissions from our political contributors. So what's that?
Yeah, it's called Political Positions. And each week, one of our regular political contributors weighs in with their take on the week's news. We started with a piece from Mark Sawyer about John McCain's stance on relations with Cuba, followed that with an open letter to Barack Obama written by Ron Walters about how to handle the white working class vote. And now we have a piece from James L. Taylor parsing the support among black and white voters for Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. So some interesting perspectives that people should take time out to read.
Of course, Ron was just on our air. Yeah. So what else has got people talking this week?
Well, remember those crazy Coogee sweaters Bill Cosby used to wear in The Cosby Show?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they can be yours for the low, low price of $5,000. He's auctioning them off on eBay to raise money for the foundation named after his late son, and the opening bid is $5,000 per sweater. So you can.
I know that you're going to be sporting one next week,
I will.
Right?
I will. The acrylic and the applique and the nonsense. But you can take a look at some of his greatest Coogee hits and misses at our blog, nprnewsandviews.org.
Okay. So we always mention our web address, but right. Where else can folks find us online?
Well, we're on Facebook.com, as we've mentioned before. We're also on BET.com now. People can check us out at BET.com/news and click on NPR Hear It First. And our coverage is also on AOL Black Voices on their Black Spin blog. Say that three times fast. And links to all of that are on our website.
And I also put a shout out on our blog for L.A. listeners. There are a lot of people here in L.A. where we are produced in Culver City, but we don't air here, and we love you. I just ran into somebody this weekend who listened to the show and have done it many times. So we are trying to build a critical mass of people, and I promise you punch and pie, just like they say on South Park. So, how are we trying to disseminate that message?
Well, if people stream our show on the website or podcast us and don't listen to us on the radio, come on over to our blog and tell us, tell us about it. Tell us about their experience, and we'd love to hear from them.
That's right. All right. Jeff Bennett, thank you.
Thank you.
Jeffrey Bennett is the web producer for News and Notes, and he joined me from our studios at NPR West. Next on News and Notes, should the sons of the Confederate veterans be able to fly a huge Confederate flag near one of Florida's busiest highways? And the legacy of rock and roll great Bo Diddley. We'll have that and more on our Bloggers Roundtable.